The first case study follows Lucy, a non-gamer who teaches year one. Despite the fact that Lucy felt digital games were good for problem solving and higher order thinking, and she believed digital games were most appropriate for older learners, she decided to implement Reading Quest to help students learn to read really well. Lucy uses teacher-center instructional practices to introduce new concepts, and she kept this approach when introducing Reading Quest to her class. She had the students play the game in sequential order, and they had to master each level before moving on to the next. When she noticed her students getting bored, she allowed the students to choose their own adventure with the game. Lucy is displaying the traits of a contented traditionalist. The next year, Lucy decided to try something different. She wanted to implement a digital game that would interest her students. Lucy is shifting her pedagogy to be more assessment-focused and learner-focused. Even though Lucy did not know anything about Minecraft, she chose to trial it with her Year 3 students because they were already playing it at home, which showed they were already interested in it. Her pedagogy was more open and experimental, while still having relevance to the subject content outcomes. Lucy used Minecraft so student learning about the local area would be enhanced by allowing them to build a replication of it during gameplay. Lucy is now using games to create engagement and as a way for students to apply knowledge. She has transitioned to a creative adapter.